There are a lot of places to hide if you're a fish in Lake Tahoe. This lake has an average depth of 1,000 feet and is nearly 200 square miles in size. Kokanee salmon and lake brown and rainbow trout can be found lurking in their favorite hiding places, just waiting for a fisherman's hook to bring an appetizing snack. I'll just bet there's a fish tale just waiting to be told. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Mike McCluskey was first attracted to Lake Tahoe by the great skiing that is available in the basin. It's no surprise that his attention eventually moved to the lake itself. While growing up in Minnesota and Wisconsin, he fished with his granddad, who was a huge muskie fisherman. These experiences and the deep blue lake in Northern California lured Mike to get a captain's license and begin fishing professionally at Lake Tahoe. People are always amazed with the beauty of Lake Tahoe.
People are always amazed at how clear the water is. They see your lure 50 feet down and blueness of it. And depending on the colors of the sky, the water will actually change colors. It'll go every color from a dark black to a dark blue to a lighter blue to an emerald green. It's really a unique place. It doesn't matter if you're out here in the summer, spring, fall, winter. It's always beautiful, always a different scene. Winter time on Lake Tahoe with the blue sky, all the mountains painted in white, and the blue Tahoe waters is really an amazing sight. We have ospreys, we have bald eagles, and it's really great to watch them fish. And a lot of times, seems like they're doing a lot better than I am. It's kind of frustrating.
I couldn't help but ask Mike if he had a personal favorite fish story that he could share. He seemed to have a lot of stories, but here's one that puts into perspective the magic that lies below the surface.
I was out here in front of Ski Run Marina at a little place we call the Nub. It's a rise out of the bottom of the lake in about 600 feet of water. It comes up at the top of this rise to about 120 feet. I was out there one day jigging, which is vertical jigging with a weighted jig and tipped with a minnow. And I got a fish on, average probably 3-pound fish. And I got him up about halfway up to the boat. And then all of a sudden, it felt like my rod was snagged on the bottom. I started to tug on it. And then I realized I'd already reeled up 100 feet, so it couldn't be snagged on the bottom. And I was trying to for a second figure this all out when this snag started to move away. This was probably, I'm going to say, a 50-pound lake trout. He swallowed the one I had hooked and started to take off away from the back of the boat. My rods and reels have 50-pound Dacron braided line on them, and I could not stop this fish from spooling all the line out. He spooled all the line off the reel, bent the reel over the back of the boat, pulled the boat about 25 feet before he broke 50-pound braided line.
I wonder if Tessie, the dark 60-foot snake-like creature that the Washoe people have shared in their stories, has anything to do with this. Mike, sign me up for your next trip. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.